everyone. This is a new episode in the Tom Finn Show, and today it's going to be a big debate. So today I'm going to be telling you what you need to know about baby names, what this whole debate is about, and giving you two sides of the argument. And then at the end, I'm going to give my personal opinion. So what sparked this idea for this podcast was a news story quite a while back about Elon Musk and his wife Grimes. They had a child and they called their child X, AE, a kind of weird symbol that it looks like half A and half E, A to 12. Now, I don't know how I feel about this name because it seems a bit weird and it's hard to, like, it doesn't really pronounce it. You just say the letters and the numbers. Anyway, so another piece of information that you should know in is that, so I live in the UK, as you can tell from my accent, and in the UK, parents can call their child whatever they want, unless it might offend someone. But in countries such as Argentina, Denmark, Germany, or Spain, those countries sometimes make parents pick from a list of approved names that they have put together. So I know this sounds a bit extreme, but just to prove that it does actually happen, in 2015, a couple in France were actually forced to change their daughter's name from Nutella, is what they originally called her, but there was actually a case, and the judge said that people might have made fun of her original name, so they named her Ella. So how to pronounce Elon Musk's child's name is you actually pronounce it X-12. Now this, so how you spell it is X-A-E-A-12. So the X in the name refers to an unknown variable from algebra. The A-E part is a letter combination of A and E, and it's actually called Ash. And A to 12 refers to a type of aircraft nicknamed Archinal, which Elon Musk designed. So now there's argument between this question that if there should be rules on baby names, and one argument that there should be some restriction to how parents name their children, is that if a parent picks a name that is offensive or can like upset someone else, then they should be forced to change it. Now, to the opposite side of the argument, where arguing why there should not be rules for baby names, is that parents should be free to choose whatever name they want because it's their child, not anyone else's child. Whereas on the other side, again, supporting that there should be rules, a silly name might lead to a child being bullied or not taken seriously throughout their life. I actually think that's quite a reasonable point because it's not fair on the child if you have quite a kind of a name that you might be bullied for. Then back to that there should not be rules. If someone doesn't like their name, then they can change it when they're older if they want to. And to that there should be rules again. Names are used on important legal documents, so parents should choose sensibly. And as I promised at the start, it's now time for my opinion. But just before that, we have a song, and this is I've Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. Get
I know that we'll have a Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. Do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. 'Cause I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feel. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it,
and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Woo-hoo. So for my opinion, I'm quite set on that there should be rules restricting certain baby names, because they can just, like, a name is part of your identity, and to just replace that identity with something silly or something that people will look down on as a joke, then it's hard in life to be taken seriously, and not fair for those children who have names like that.